You're listening to the Know Nothing Podcast with Stat and Dojo.
Dojo.
Okay. Hi. Hi again.
Hi.
What's with these creepy starts? Well, every week we say hello.
That wasn't creepy.
I think it was like last week too. I think all of our listeners can definitely. Hey. Yeah, that. I don't know what that is. That's not your voice. You're trying to be cool.
That's my voice.
Is that your?
It came out of my mouth.
Hey man. This is my,
like, hey man. Hey, you got a podcast for me?
What's weird is guys actually talk like that out there. Do you think they're doing that on purpose? Like they think they sound cooler?
Maybe. I think it's possible.
Hey, I want to make
change your voice.
We always talk about drinking and alcohol. I want to make sure make a point out to say thanks to Big D Ruelas for the Oban bottle. A viewer was very nice, kind enough to donate money just for a bottle of Oban for me because he knows I'm a raging alcoholic, and I do appreciate the support because. I haven't had Oban on a podcast in, gosh darn, I want to say at least a month and a half, 2 months.
Oh.
Yeah, it's been a while.
That's good. So that means we'll be agreeable today.
Yeah, I mean, that's what Scotch does. Scotch makes me agreeable and understanding.
Oban makes you agreeable.
Oban.
Other Scotch makes you angry and wanting to fight me.
Oban is magical. It makes women love me. It makes men want to be me. It's great.
So we're talking about Fortnite, Chapter 2.
Son of a bitch.
Fortnite's marketing abilities.
Marketing juggernaut.
Which are like through the roof. They're amazing at that.
Yes. In fact, I bet you there's already marketing firms out there right now, not even necessarily related to the gaming industry, but might be connected to it, that are probably watching and researching them right now and doing case studies and keeping a close eye on what they're doing because they're managing to float a game in hype zone and social media for years. And I can't think of any other game that even comes close to that. Not necessarily the popularity of Fortnite, but the fact that it's in the zeitgeist of the culture constantly. And not just in the culture, but exploding ever so often. You know, huge. What did they say? Like, Fortnite Twitter got 300,000 followers yesterday. Like, whoa. That's insane.
Well, I mean, they had people like Elon Musk. They had,
yep.
I don't know if it was maybe Lady Gaga. Yeah, I think Lady Gaga, I mean, Pornhub, all these different...
Pornhub, whoa, places. Hey, what?
Yeah, you didn't see what they tweeted?
No, I don't care. I'm just thinking that's really weird being a kid's game, right? That Pornhub's pining in on it.
I didn't think of that. But, but well, they did tweet about that.
You don't have kids. Like, that's like, people without kids don't always understand the...
Yeah, but they're not looking at that.
Would you...
I mean, they're not following
dude,
Pornhub.
Dude, you... Like, I hate to say the phrase you don't understand, but you don't understand. When you have kids and they're into a game, they're into something, everything matters. And when it kind of seeps into the corners, it's amazing how you get a little bit nervous. Like, why is Pornhub talking about a kid's game? It's like, it's an unacceptable blending of two mediums. But, hey, it's fine. I'm not going to fight about it, but it's weird for sure.
Well, I thought it was funny.
that's because you're a paid subscriber to Pornhub, and you are supporting their website, so I totally understand.
No.
I saw your computer when I was visiting.
I don't even follow them on Twitter. I just saw it because someone liked it.
Who would follow them on Twitter? Who's a lot of people.
We got to get those updates.
Who's waking up in the morning doing their Twitter feed looking to see what Pornhub's saying this morning?
You'd be surprised.
sorry.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, it's going... This game is beyond just gaming. It's like in pop culture, you know. It's like the fact that they took this game down for 2 days, and if you look at like Google Trends, this game was like even sort of with like Minecraft up and down with Minecraft, and it just destroyed it the last couple of days. Destroyed it.
Well, yeah.
Like back to the skyrocket to the space, you know. And that to me is super impressive. Like you said, staying in like social media. Earned media. This is all earned media too. Like they didn't pay for this. This is all people just sharing, streaming.
Ooh, look at you.
You know,
look at you use an industry term. That's adorable.
Wow. Never using another industry term around you again.
That you got that from Matt Pack, didn't you? In this video, talking about marketing and stuff. Yeah.
You don't think I knew what earned media was before him?
Anyway, I agree. Yeah, it's they're not spending any money.
I didn't know. I didn't know what it was.
They've tapped into a culture that very few other people are understanding is powerful. And we talk about this, like the content creators and their power. We love how many channels in the past couple of days had over
watching a black hole.
Yeah, 30,000 viewers just looking at a black hole. It is one of the weirdest scenarios to ever, like, you could never tell a car company, a game company, that that is a plausible outcome to what they're going to do.
I want to say this reminded me of something.
Oh, what?
No. It reminded me of No Man's Sky. It reminded me of
it did.
The hype of No Man's Sky, and when, like, we first found a black hole
in
No Man's Sky, and it was super interesting and people didn't know what was going on. And obviously in No Man's Sky, we went through the black hole and that was it. With this, it was almost like, what's going to happen? I think that's part of the intrigue, is like the unknown. No one really knows what's going on. And the fact that this is happening to people's games is beyond, to me, you don't see it in any other game. It doesn't exist in any other game. And if you want my honest opinion, Epic is making everyone look bad. Like, other games can't even optimize their game. And this game is taking people and sucking them into black holes while they're playing it. And then, like, and everyone at the same time.
Well, yeah, it's crazy. Well, I say the one of the most weirdest innovations I've ever seen, and they mentioned it the first time the meteors came in the game, I think about a year and a half ago, was that it was
in-game live events.
Yeah, it was the real-time live. That's still weird to me. I don't even know. I can try to wrap my head around how that's even possible, to have millions of players all experiencing this. And this had, like, you must have.
It's what I'm saying, bro. They're on another level.
Which is surprising, because before this, they really, you know, they didn't make any good games, but they didn't really make anything that just blew people's minds. It's fascinating that this company kind of stepped it up perfectly. I bet you're going to see some documentaries about Epic and the how they were, what they did as a company and a business, and
the people behind it and all that.
Yeah, yeah.
It'd be crazy.
It is, and so yeah, I would argue that Fortnite has done absolutely nothing wrong. They've done absolutely everything perfectly, and it shows it through the numbers. Unfortunately,
you know, the saddest part about this whole thing is
what?
That we don't like the game.
Yeah, we don't. We just don't like the game. I fundamentally can't play it and enjoy myself, and it bums me out, because as a content creator, as a live streamer, it's like a ginormous golden goose that's just kind of like in the other room, and I can't touch it. And it's depressing.
Yeah,
but I'm not going to play just to be whoring myself out to a game just because it's popular. I had to be honest. I had to enjoy myself and really get into it. Yeah, it's a bummer. You know, why couldn't PUBG be this, right? Like, but can you imagine if PUBG had this kind of hype? Woo! What a different world we'd be living in.
Dude, PUBG, think about it. You used to be able to choose the levels you wanted to play. Now, now you cannot choose them. That's a feature.
Well,
what else is there?
They added a gun.
Oh, a deagle. They added a deagle.
Stop it. You just calm down. You have a lot of fiery anger towards that game. So you can just chill.
Man, I'm not upset at PUBG. But if you try and compare, like, what PUBG is doing and what Epic is doing, it's like they're nowhere even close to each other. And PUBG is making plenty of money.
Well, actually,
so it's like.
PUBG is actually hurting in their one area that matters is esports. Apparently, I saw a Twitter post that a big esports organization just pulled out, or maybe a team. I'm not sure, but a very famous team pulled out of and said they're never playing PUBG again. Like, we regret to say this is their last word farewell to PUBG. Because of the game.
I wonder if it has something to do with there was a tournament a couple of days ago, and supposedly like the computer the guy was playing on crashed.
Mm-hmm.
And he died in the game, and there was like no, I don't think there was any kind of like help,
no compensation,
nothing. It's just like, oh, sorry. And it's like kind of, not a good look when your game is crashing during, competition.
I mean, things happen, but they should just let them boot up and get back the next game or have like they should have esports.
But
has
I don't really know what happened. So that's I'm speculating based on one tweet I read about it.
Oh, you're pulling shit out of your ass. I get it.
I'm pretty sure it happened. And it's a reputable person that tweeted it, but it was like, I didn't read it from the source.
It's fine. Again, I don't sit here and trash PUBG. The point is that Fortnite.
I'm not trashing PUBG.
Fortnite definitely has the marketing. So it's down so well that it's almost freaky. And one does hope that people are paying attention in the next few years. They're going to start paying. But there's a fear of copycatting, which I'm sure a lot of the industry is worried about. Like, you're not going to be able to catch this lightning in the bottle. You have to have a game that's just as hype as Fortnite to make this stuff work. You can't just make...
You're funny. You say copycat, but like when you're talking like, oh, don't copy Fortnite and do something cool. Instead, copy old games that you've been making for the last 10 years. Like, what is the difference?
What do you mean?
It's like regurgitating old games.
Copying old games? What do you mean copying old games?
I mean, most things that you see nowadays are just a regurgitation of what existed before.
Well, it's called, the term is derivative. Yeah, I mean, it kind of is.
I like regurgitating.
Yeah, but it's not, that sounds horrible. First of all, it's a gross term. Number two, it's like chewing it up and throwing it up. And I call derivatives a much more educated word. Regurgitate. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if it's all that regurgitated. I think it's there's still elements of creativity. Just no one's noticing it because it's being basically drowned out by this Fortnite juggernaut. There's no one playing other games. It's a small subset of people playing anything else in any of the in the modern gaming creative content world. You know, they're playing the other games, but they're not really hyping it. So you don't see the nuance that might be out there. Innovation is not being put to the forefront because it's not being seen.
Well, name a game.
I can't because it hasn't been pushed to the forefront. I don't have the time.
You're saying that there's nuances and there's games that are doing it. What?
There might be. I can't think of. What was it? I was playing a game. I'm not going to be able to do this. I can't just pull up memory of that. It was a silly comment if I was going to be called up to pull up an example. But I'm just assuming that there's stuff out there that's being innovative, but no one's playing it because it's like buried in some Steam category that no one watches. Before Fortnite, right? Before there was a game that every kid on the planet played, I think there was a little bit more digging for games. There's a little bit more widespread of players kind of across the board. Like, I think, honestly, there is a limited amount of players in this world. And I think there's a limited amount of people viewing streams in this world. And before Fortnite, it was washed across a wider range of games and people and stuff like that. And I think Fortnite's kind of like galvanized a huge chunk of those viewers and gamers to play one game. And the rest is kind of like scraps. Not just for streaming, but in gaming too. People trying to sell games, play games, all that stuff. I think it's got a lot less than it was before. I would like to see numbers. I don't know for sure, but it's got to have an effect.
I'm sure it does.
Like, it's weird. My son even knows what Fortnite is. I don't let him play it, but he knows it is because his friends talk about it at school. You know, it's weird to know that it's still in his mindset. Like,
I mean, the thing is, like, they did a great job, and they do a great job of keeping content creators making content because there's always an update.
Yeah, they've definitely linked an understanding that streamers are keeping the game alive every day. You know, because it's kids watching it during the school when they can't play it, and then they get home and they play it. And that's what this stuff is, right? You know, they're sitting in their, like, home ec, looking at their phones, watching Chapter 2, excited that it's going to be there when they get home at 3:40. You know, I'm so excited. So they're glued to you know, they don't care about the streamer necessarily, but they're glued to the content. And they're staring at it. And then they rush home, and they play it, and they're jumping into games, and they're excited the next day. Okay, wait a minute. Well, I didn't do that well in this. What could I do better? And they go back the next day and they watch a different streamer doing something different. And it's just like a constant cycle. And it's fed into this system that it's pretty impressive. I'm definitely impressed with their ability to do what they've done.
Yeah, they're killing it.
I just wish...
And the thing is, like, what is the effect on the industry, you know? I'd like to think
horrible.
That...
Horrible! Horrible! Well,
before we just say the word horrible...
Horrible!
I want to say,
fucking horrible.
So I want to say,
but
it could be inspirational to these other companies, to people who maybe don't even have a game yet that's want to make a game one day. You know, it could be inspiring new ways of doing things.
You know why it's wrong?
Wow.
I'm going to tell you why it's wrong.
I was like, you know, this could be inspirational. Wrong.
I'm going to say it's wrong. Yeah, I'm just going to, that's sorry.
Wow. Look. Are you drinking Oban? What are you drinking? My God.
Oh, I'm just having fun with you. Look, the problem is that we're not sitting here gushing over Fortnite's amazing gameplay. We're not sitting here saying, oh my God, they have the most innovative gameplay I've ever seen. This is insane. Everyone loves it. We're talking about the PR. We're talking about they've designed a game that people like and they love. But the reason why they keep loving it is because they keep slightly changing it just enough every few months to keep it fresh for them. Okay, so it's more of the PR, and it's more about the marketing, it's more about the direction of the game. Not the, like, I don't know, I can't imagine a guy in college right now, a 21-year-old, looking at his computer, learning C++ and understanding assembly language and saying, damn, you know what? Fortnite has inspired me a new game idea that's going to be the next big thing. I don't see that ever happening because nothing in Fortnite is like that. It's how they've taken a game that's already popular and kept it alive. That is inspiring. That's interesting. So first, if anything, companies like Call of Duty should learn from this shit. Companies that have established famous and popular titles and franchises could learn from them, I think. And like CSGO should wake the fuck up. You know, they have been doing this. They did nothing, I think. I don't think they ever updated the game. They just relied on esports. What if they started paying attention to Fortnite and started doing stuff like that? There might be some inspirational, but I don't see brand new games coming out being inspired by the gameplay of Fortnite. I don't think that's what's making Fortnite big right now.
Who said anything about the gameplay of Fortnite?
Well, you said a fledgling game company that hasn't had made a game yet, you said.
I didn't say a fledgling. I said it could have been a freaking person who hasn't ever made a game. But what I was trying to say is
that's what I'm talking.
If you take a step back and you look at what they're doing, it isn't necessarily what the gameplay is. It's the other things, like the constant changing of the meta by like changing guns, nerfing guns, doing all this on a very consistent basis, being super open about what they're doing. And also reverting things when people are angry enough. And then the live events, right? With the season pass, with everyone does now, the battle pass, everyone does it. So they started that and people copied that because it's like the money maker of it, but no one else did the other things that they do that's cool. Like they're all like, oh, battle pass, good money. And then there's like, oh, but what about the other stuff they do? Like live events, which is insane. And they've been doing it forever. Since the beginning. And when they did it the first time and it worked, it was like no company's ever done this. And they're just able to do this really cool thing across all the platforms, across mobile, you know, PC and Xbox, PS4, all that.
Look, hold on. My point is
so that's what I'm saying is that people need to see it as like it isn't necessarily the gameplay, it's the support and the innovation aside from the gameplay that really makes this game stay in the news and be updated and people talking about it on YouTube every day.
I know, but that only works for a game that's hype and super big and popular. You can't apply this kind of massive juggernaut of work.
How do you know that wouldn't help people get popular if you're doing in-game get events
popular,
that are wild?
I don't think getting popular, you have to have a game that is fundamentally popular. You just can't just get popular by being eventful. It doesn't make, I don't think it works.
How do you know that?
I don't know that, but I'm guessing.
I'm not saying that the game obviously has to have a good enough like core loop that like people want to play. But if the game hasn't blown up and they have these cool things, the problem is like, how much does it cost to make a live event like that? How much coding goes into doing that? Like, how much man hours does it take to make that happen?
Probably a lot because servers? They didn't do it at first. They got popular.
They did it fairly quickly, though.
Well, after they made their billions. I mean, remember at some point, I think I was reading, they made $37 million a month or something like that. Or was that PUBG? I can't remember which one. Some company, like, they were, I think it was Fortnite, they were making that much money every month. So they were banking so much early on because of the purchasable skins, which is another factor of this whole thing. Fortnite's entire budget is driven, for the most part, by the purchase of these skins and stuff, which doesn't apply to every game style in the world. You have to be a third person. It has to be a multiplayer. It has to be competitive. It has to be, you know, that kind of stuff. There's like a niche that they've found. It's a lightning storm of perfection of what happened here. And I get worried with the idea that someone out there can somehow catch that same lightning in a bottle and learn from what they're doing. I don't think it's possible because their money is coming from something very specific. And I don't think that can be applied to everything. No first-person game can do skins and make just as much money. That can't happen. So immediately you force yourself into a third person. You have to see your character sort of scenario. I just don't know if that... I'm worried. I am worried because you said you asked the original question was, is this good for the gaming industry? And I don't think it is. I really don't. It's great for Fortnite players. It's great for Fortnite streamers. It's great for Epic Games. I think they're all there. They're happy and they're a wonderful place. But as an industry as a whole, there is no signs that tells me that this is good so far. I see a bunch of bad shit happening around it, and I don't like it. I think I mentioned in your chat today, what would I say, a statement I mentioned about how it, because it's so huge, it's such a juggernaut of a machine that it scares companies from investing right now because they can't fight that much intensity. They basically have a monopoly in the gaming industry. And it's better to just play it safe, spend the money on a game that's guaranteed to sell and make money, Breakpoint, and then move on. There's no reason to really innovate and take risks right now because there's a good chance you'll just get crushed by the people who just want to go play Fortnite.
Interesting. Interesting thought. It's possible.
What they need is Fortnite to start going downhill so that someone can take the king's place.
Well, Fortnite has been going down until this most recent thing.
Exactly. But they keep, it's almost like a juggling act. They keep it up in the air. I've never seen a game this popular for so long. I've seen games popular in general, but not this intensity. It's surprising to me. And again, we talk about the PR thing. They need to see a total drop of popularity. A tiring of the game, sort of like, we need something different. We're tired of playing this game.
They introduced a whole new map, didn't they?
Yeah, the brand new whole map.
With boats and boats carry and people now.
Yeah, the carrying thing's interesting. That's something
I think it's the enemy, by the way. You're carrying the enemy, I think.
Carrying the enemy? What? I thought it was when you guys...
I think you can carry the enemy.
Why would you want to carry the enemy? It seems like take their guys. They can't live.
I was watching a clip. I think it was Noah J. He grabbed the guy downed and he brought him up to, like, he made a ramp and threw him off the edge of the ramp.
That's actually pretty funny, but that seems kind of broken. I feel like they might fix that. But I always thought PUBG was going to do that. I remember hearing about it way back when. Like, I thought that's what they were going
to
do.
I think Battlefield was supposed to have the dragging thing, Battlefield 5, and that didn't ever happen either, I don't think.
Yeah, I thought, but PUBG, that would be a perfect game for that, man. Dude, you guys get down, you just drag him into safety. Like, that makes more sense to me, but... Never did. I don't know why, but that was actually probably the biggest. People keep joking, is fishing the best innovation? No, I think the picking up thing is probably the most impressive addition to Chapter 2, if I was a betting man, because that does change the dynamic to quite a high level. They did a lot of changes. They did a good job. Basically, this is Fortnite 2. They say Chapter 2. It's like Fortnite 2. You know, we joked about, like, are they going to make Fortnite 2? I think this is how
they're going to... Why do you say it's Fortnite 2? Because they can pick someone up?
Pick someone up. There's now vehicles, like a boat, which
there's
is
different. There's always been vehicles.
No, swimming. Not swimming. Not, you know,
who cares about swimming?
Don't say who cares. What's with you when you just want to...
Okay.
You can't belittle something. If it's completely different than the original gameplay...
I can belittle whatever I want.
Sequels don't need to be completely different games. They're just the same game added on for the most part. And that's what most sequels are.
Wait. Regurgitated?
Oh, my God. Oh, that word. It's not even... No, because it has to...
Chapter 2.
Wow. Look, sorry, all you Fortnite lovers. Stats just... He's regurgitating all over your love. That's funny.
Well, okay. So, first of all, aside from the fact that they made, like, a whole new map, you know, they added the boats, which is whatever.
Besides,
like,
the boats and the swimming and the whole brand new map,
but
and
the boat
skins.
Is no different than the freaking the motorized, like, vehicles, except it goes on water. You can even go on land with those boats.
It's also graphic just improvements. Like, there's also a lot of graphic improvements. I was watching some streams. It definitely doesn't look exactly the same before. I mean, there's enough graphical changes
really?
In the game. Yeah, I think the trees look different. There's enough variation. If you remember the original Fortnite when it came out, it's extremely blocky. It didn't seem to, like, you could definitely tell it was like a piecemeal of artwork. Like, you know, you have a hill and then you just stick a tree on there. I feel like the world's kind of coming together a little bit more cohesively in this new map. But again, we're not Fortnite people, so we shouldn't be talking like this, because we should have a guest star who's like a big Fortnite streamer talk about what they think, honestly, because they would have a better insight on the details of what changed. Because we're basically 10,000 feet away staring at this thing and making judgments, you know, like the assholes we are.
That's our job.
That's our job. I'm always I'm trying my best in my conversations with streamers and with you and with podcasts and in my chat to try not to be too emotional or personal about it, because Fortnite has really changed us in our streaming world, because we're not the people who rode the gravy train of success with Fortnite. We got hurt by the game coming out. You know, where our livelihoods have actually been damaged because of that game. It's a real thing. And it's funny that I try to really not make it a personal thing. Like, I hate Fortnite because it hurts my streams. I try looking more objectively at it. And then that's why I can say that I appreciate what they've done. And I appreciate the PR work. And it's impressive in general. And I know why I don't like the game. I just really and objectively don't think it's good for the industry. Because nothing, put it this way, until something does happen in the industry that is unrelated to Epic, that is awesome, all we do is we bitch every year about E3. We talk about all these bad games. We talk about the broken games. We talk about the failing streams. We talk about the people losing their livelihoods. The game developing companies going out of business. I just don't. So far, nothing has benefited the industry. It's just Fortnite is like a successful game, and everything else is kind of like, okay, well, what are we gonna do now?
What are we going to do now?
I don't know. I mean, I put a tweet out a couple days ago. I thought it was pretty clever. Because I'm not trying to be too snarky, but like everyone was like, what are we going to play when Fortnite's down? Everyone was really freaking out. These big streamers, huge guys, like with like 4,000 people watching. They were like, what are we going to do? What are we gonna do? They were like tweeting and whining. They're half joking because they know that it's coming back. But I was like, well, welcome to the club. Because everyone who doesn't play Fortnite has been in this dark hole for 2 years now. We've been living this life.
Maybe that black hole a kind of a representation.
Oh, it's an allegory
of the rest of gaming. It's like we're only going here for 2 days. We know you've been there for 2 years, boys.
Yeah. So the Fortnite is like that glossy curtain over the nightmare behind it. And they said, well, we're going to take Fortnite away and see what the game industry looks like. Oh, look, it's a black hole of hell. Just kidding. We're back, and we can gloss it over again. I don't know. We have friends that are streamers of Fortnite. We have a lot of people who love Fortnite. I don't want to insult anyone. I just feel like fundamentally the industry is not doing better because of them.
That's not insulting anyone, though. I think like taking an objective look at other games, and the problem is that this is the biggest issue, is it's so difficult, like you were saying, for the other companies to take a risk when this game is just crushing it so much that like pulling people away from this game to a new game when they're not really tired of this game is super dangerous.
Even if they try pulling them away, they'll just make an update, something different, some hype EPR thing, and brings them all back. You know, I'm trying to think. Like the fact that what Chapter 2 did. Someone said something on Twitter, something about how people were playing it now that were never hated the game. Like we're done with the game, we're sick of the game, are now playing it again. I think it was. But it was like they have amazing ability to bring it back up to the exact level it was at the highest point. And the game company's not going to want to risk a $200 million investment in something that's just going to release on the same weekend that Chapter 3 comes out. You know what?
Microsoft's got it right. And they're like, Halo, next year, Christmas. Let give you another year to Fortnite.
Microsoft. They're the beacon of really good decisions. You're right. Yeah, we talked about them last week.
So the thing is, what is going to be the next game? What's going to be the game that, like, is Fortnite going to have a Fortnite killer, or is Fortnite going to kill itself?
Well, we can obviously tell that Fortnite ain't going to kill itself. They're way too talented at keeping it really shiny. So, no, that's their best skill set. So, no, they're never going to kill themselves, at least not anytime soon. Now, granted, Call of Duty came out originally, I think, 2002, 2001, somewhere in there, and they're still going. They have a big one coming out this fall everyone's excited about for the most part. So the franchise has been going almost 20 years. So it's not. I think that what Fortnite is going to be like the Call of Duty of BRs. You just kind of always be out there, and they'll probably be slowly going downhill until people are kind of tired of it. But I don't know. I can't predict that because so far I've been
Call of Duty of BRs. What do you mean, like?
No, for the franchise of BRs, like Call of Duty's always been the first person multiplayer. It's been the game for that. There's no other game that comes even close to the numbers in any respect. But and I think Battle Royale will always be Fortnite. You know, Fortnite will always be the Battle Royale. We hate to say that because we love PUBG, but it's that. So it's just how it is. It's just going to be like if you could. I love it when people say, you know, PUBG. Oh, you mean that game that copied Fortnite? It's like it's hilarious. Like it's like the reality is that the zeitgeist of the culture says that Fortnite is a Battle Royale and everything else is a copy of that. So keep that in mind. What's the next big thing? There's no way of knowing because right now I see the industry as very sick. It's a sick industry right now. It's not healthy.
Poor industry.
It was really sad because I felt like when we joined,
Got its vaccinations.
No. Unfortunately, it's a virus, so there's nothing you can do. Like when we joined YouTube Gaming in 2015, I felt like we were hitting a pretty good stride of gaming industry innovation.
It was pretty good. It was really cool. There was a lot of new things. Like there was games that were fun and different,
and people paid attention.
And then there was like.
Because people paid attention because there wasn't some major game that was
drawing right. People
so
are like,
much
oh,
attention.
This is new this week. Let's check it out.
Yeah, exactly. Now no one does that. It's all Fortnite. And of course, there's some nuances there. You know, people like, you know, GTA role playing. PUBG is still kind of interesting. There's esports events that kind of get exciting, but for the most part, there isn't some new game release every Tuesday that people want to get excited about. We've had this conversation before.
League of Legends was 10 years today.
Yeah, that's right.
And they're still killing it,
right? Because people are not looking for new anymore. They seem to just kind of be comfortable. They seem to be comfortable with what they're familiar with. And Fortnite is now familiar to most people. So now you've got I'm in marketing for the most part, right? I'm in design, and it's to get someone off something they're loyal is one of the hardest things you can do. Brand loyalty is almost like in our genetics. We have a problem breaking away from something that we have been familiar with and have nostalgic views of. And at this point, after 2 years, it's also nostalgic. People are now thinking of Fortnite as a nostalgic thing. People talk about that rocket. When they first released the rocket, when you could ride on it forever, remember that? And, I mean, people have nostalgic views of that, and it only was like a year and a half ago, but it's nostalgia, and that will then therefore become almost like a human bond with the game. So we have a bit of a problem here. We have a monster game that's never going to go away because the PR is incredibly well done. The gameplay is smooth. You have a game that works really well, and everyone has no problems with it. You have content creators across the board that are making killings, making livings like crazy, living, you know, the posh life because of it, and in love with the game so much that they'll never say anything bad about it, which is interesting.
That's not true. They talk shit about it.
They talk like joke shit. Like, oh my God, they changed the shotgun. Oh, what a bullshit. That's not talking shit. We talk about PUBG like shit. This game is garbage. Like, there's a difference, right?
I understand what you mean. They're upset about changes. They're not upset about the core of the game.
Yeah, which is changes. That's just more PR hype. If you think about it, it's just more tweets.
Of course,
that's
what it is.
Yeah, they're not complaining about the game. No one is actually complaining about Fortnite. I can't imagine. Last time I saw someone famous say anything bad about Fortnite in a true sense, right? And that is just all feeding a machine that is just going in one direction, and we're all kind of left on the sideline.
Wow. That's sad.
I just drank a big thing of scotch and I almost spit all over my synthesizers.
I'm happy you didn't.
Well, thanks. You just depressed me, Dojo.
Yeah. I was having a good night, you know? Thanks, man.
Well, I don't think it's all doom and gloom. I just think it's going to have a reset button. We're going to have to hit a point where Fortnite is finally dying like 10 years from now and things have to change around. But
10 years from now. Yeah. Holy shit.
Remember, I just told you, Call of Duty has been going for 20. And I bet you, if you went back like in 2008, 2009, I bet you game companies were looking at Call of Duty like, what are we going to do? We're not going to be able to release a first-person shooter multiplayer and compete with this game. What's the point? So we're not going to even try. And they didn't. I mean, Battlefield was probably the only contender to Call of Duty, and even then, they dwarfed their numbers. You're talking like, Call of Duty was selling 21 million copies. Battlefield was like 5 million. It wasn't even close. And I think that's where Fortnite is. There's no way anyone's going to come up with VR that's going to compete with it. It's impossible right now. You have to have a majority of people coming out and
So in my opinion, there is a possibility to compete with it, but you just can't try and be Fortnite. You have to, like, I think that the problem right now is that PUBG kind of owns the realistic VR. I think people are kind of scared to copy PUBG because people who like PUBG are pretty, you know, defensive about people who try and copy it. We've seen that in the past.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Fortnite, I don't know if there's really been any Fortnite copies because it's so unique with the building. But yeah, I think that there's actually a lot of room in the realistic area of battle royales. That's why I think Modern Warfare would kill it. If they did a good job, like legit good job, and not like, oh, we release the VR and then we forget about it for months. Like actual have a plan, like to keep updating it, changing guns, adding guns, removing guns, forcing people to learn new things, keeping it interesting. You can't just release a game anymore and then be like, oh, that's it. It's like you have to keep changing things. You have to keep updating it. You have to keep doing something. It's like
I think this is simply a ROI, dude. You can't just tell people a big million dollar company to keep investing in something. They've made their profit. They've made their margins. They've making their shareholders happy, and they move on. Your addiction to the Fortnite model is nice and pleasant, but I'm sure they've done market research that if their game isn't as powerful as Fortnite, then they're not going to get the return investment of that that workload that you're asking for. I think there's
a reason. I disagree. I think if they do a good job with like the battle pass or do a good job with skins, and make it something that can be exciting for people wanting to do or wanting to buy, if they keep making updates, people keep playing, keep buying. Like it will happen. You know, it's going to happen.
You say keep buying. Again, the model with Fortnite was a third-person BR where you can buy a crapload of, like, exclusive skins that are go away after a week, right, or a day. It's 24 hours a week. I can't remember. That is a very specific model that fits only Fortnite. You can't apply that to every game across the board. I don't know. I don't think
that in-game transactions for gun skins, gun charms, even for the way you look, because when you emote, you see yourself, like... I think that, you know, and who says, like, another game can't come out that's a third person as well? I know I said Modern Warfare, but there's also the possibility for another third person realistic shooter. I mean, SOCOM is, like, example of a really good... I don't understand how Ghost Recon doesn't have it. Like, I want to understand what is the thinking. Like, there's no way someone in the room was, like, didn't bring it up.
Well, this is one of the sad parts of not being a huge influencer. I'd love to have the 2,000-3,000 viewers and the million sub thing, kind of not just for the popularity and money or anything like that, but to actually have access to some developers and have a conversation, get flown out to Ubisoft corporate and have a sit down with them and ask them what's going on, why you guys aren't doing this stuff, because it'd be nice to have an actual ear, you know, off record, obviously nothing reported, but why this is not being more influential, why aren't they doing what you're doing? But my instincts, being in the real world, I'm almost 40, living in the world of corporate.
Being in the real world, where do I live?
You live in LA, and you have not worked in a real job in 20 years, right? So don't pretend that you work in a corporate world. You've never been in a business meeting. When was the last time you were in a business meeting with suits? I mean, these people, they don't think it's a lot about risk management. Like, they have departments that are hired are just to analyze risk and analysis. They don't think in some sort of like wild hip shooting gun toting way. It's real numbers, really calculated through a lot of real important and realistic number crunching. And there's a reason they're not doing stuff. And then my assumption in this stuff is that is why we don't see that stuff that you want to see, because they're just like, okay, well, we could spend $40 million in the game, make $100 million, $60 million profit. That's like a 50-60% markup. That's a great return on investment. Our shareholders will see a 1.2% increase this year. This is an acceptable return. Now, what's our next title? Not, well, let's innovate the country. Let's go against Fortnite and be all gunslingers and possibly go bankrupt trying to do it. It's not worth their effort. It's not worth their risk. It's just stupid for them. In fact, I would actually recommend they don't do it, because they are making money. You know,
you're one of the suits.
I am one of the suits. I understand how business kind of works in that way. It's like you have to be more practical, there's a term for it, pragmatic, I think is the term. You can't be...
I think another word is boring.
The only reason Epic is able to do what they're doing is because they somehow slammed into a freaking perfect lightning storm of the golden goose, where everything they do is... They landed on a game that made them a crapload of money right away. And that money, then they got smart with...
No, but you know the story, right? That they had a failed like launch of their other game.
Yeah, and they copied PUBG.
It didn't do well. And then they were doing this in-house almost as like... Like, not for fun, but like for, you know, they put it together quickly.
I know.
And it picked up and they did well. It reminds me of like, you know, you can't always be right with your decisions. I mean, someone in that room made the choice to try and make their save the world and thought that was the move.
Oh, hold on. But they had a failed game.
I'm holding.
They had a failed game, as you said. Like, so it was a do, or die moment on a failed game. If the Fortnite, the actual game, made a profit, they would have never made a BR.
That they were working on the BR before the game even came out in order to be out a couple like weeks or a month after. There's no way they made that game that quickly. It had to have been in the process while.
No, because I'd like to get somebody in Epic to actually have a comment on that. That doesn't make any sense. Because remember, we actually had copies of Fortnite originally before PUBG even came out. We played it. It was not that fun. It was kind of boring.
Before PUBG came out?
Yes. We were at VidCon 2015. We were at a table with people that knew about that game. Remember? We were early on.
Yeah, we knew about the game. It wasn't out.
No, but they gave us access that next February. And then PUBG didn't come out till March. And so we played that game before we played PUBG. And I don't know if they would have made BR for it, but PUBG freaking launched and it was like a huge success and made a lot of money themselves. And then suddenly Fortnite's like, okay, well, our game's failing. Let's just modify it. Look, I know enough about game development that taking the sprites or the 3D elements of the original game and putting it into a BR context isn't that hard. It's not something. The only thing I could think of is maybe the building mechanics. I don't know how that would have been built in, but just to put it into a map and do it, it's not more than a couple to 2-3 months of dev work in a full-on dev corporation. It isn't that much time because you're not doing any artwork, which is usually a big, huge chunk of time. There's no AI work because it's all multiplayer. So that's another huge, huge chunk of time. There's all the particle effects are already built into it. So like most of the hard work is done. They just need to reformat it. And that's just that. It's not saying it's easy per se, but it's not some sort of like, oh my God, what were we thinking? They had a template, which is PUBG, 100 people throw on an island. You know, they already had everything already in front of them to do. So they had a roadmap, they had their artwork, they had the particle effects, they had the 3D models, they had everything needed to do it. And they pulled it around in 6 months and output it. And that's what Fortnite is in my
opinion. What do you mean 6 months?
That was, well, I think Fortnite original was February, March, and then it was October when Fortnite dropped, wasn't it? That year? In 2016? Or is it 2017?
Save the World came out July 25th, 2017. Like 2 months later, Battle Royale came out. So you're saying they didn't start working on BR until after the game was launched and saw as a failure.
I don't
think that's possible. I don't think they were able to do that in 2 months.
2 months?
Maybe it's not. July to September release date.
Well, no,
and PUBG came out in March.
Hold on, it's not necessarily when it's failed. It's more or less when PUBG started getting big.
March,
and then they came out in October, so that's 6 months. Like I said, which would have been
what I was saying to you you're saying that was seen as a failure, and then they did it.
Well, you kind of know when a game's failure, like in the first couple of weeks, which is when you know.
But do you think they did it in 2 months?
When did the original Fortnite? Okay, at this point, I don't even care. Let's move on from this. I feel like we're getting bogged down in the nuance.
No, fighting, boy.
We're bogged down in the nuance. It doesn't even matter. It's just the point is.
Why are we talking about this?
Because we're talking about what a game company would need to come up with a new idea. Like, could it be all innovative and cool? And I'm trying to tell you that Fortnite did not come from some company that out of nowhere said, we need to make a badass BR. We're going to take some risk and kick some taking names. And look, it's successful. Let's go. It was a do-or-die moment where they came in with a game idea that didn't work, and they totally reformatted, and now that was a success. And they also didn't have much to compete against. Now PUBG was big, but it was not Fortnite big. It was not this juggernaut in the industry that has changed the entire platform across the board. That's another problem that these they have to come up with a game that is not only amazing, immediately grabs people's attention, gets huge in the zeitgeist, but is also free in all platforms. Like that is a serious risk to do. I just don't see it happening in the corporate world. And small companies can't do it because then they don't have the resources. So we're stuck in this kind of like kind of a catch-22 where game companies are just going to keep making games that are going to make a profit but aren't going to be huge. And Fortnite's going to be king until, I guess, everyone gets tired of it. I think that's why I said 10 years out.
Mm.
I could be wrong, and I hope I'm wrong, but I just, that's how I see it.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what I was saying before, but what I was trying to get at is that they initially spent time doing something that they thought was cool. And then they saw some other stuff happening, like AKA
it's called Swivel.
PUBG.
Yeah.
And then they basically jumped on that as like a side project while still launching Save the World. And they come out and do better than PUBG, but it wasn't like an instant success, but it blew up fairly quickly after. And what I'm trying to get at is, you know, I just feel like right now, if you look at Battle Royales, I've been preaching this for a while, but it just feels like they're all trying to copy the same thing and no one's innovating. Like even Fortnite, I mean, they're not really innovating the Battle Royale game. Like the thing to me that's the most interesting is the live events. I think that's the coolest part of what they're doing. I mean, in reality, it's still very similar to like the same old PUBG. It's like, get guns and win. You know, I also like how they changed the moving of the circle at the end. Pretty much. I mean, adding vehicles and different weapons is like whatever. It's the same thing.
Well, I'm more of a little more tangent on the Fortnite thing, and you know, just to stop you from talking because I'm a jerk. Our friend Boland made a comment on Twitter today that I totally jumped on. It's totally true. Is that it's funny how they released this chapter two PR stunt with the videos showing all the stuff that's added, but nowhere in the entire video did they show anyone building. Not one person was building any walls in that entire little promo video. And when you really break it down, as much as people want to talk about Fortnite and all the stuff that happens with the skins and the guns and the gameplay and the maps and the cool events, it's about building. If they took out building tomorrow, the game would not work. No one would play it. It would just be boring as hell running around on the ground. So the fact that they don't promote the building as part of their promo video is very interesting to me and a little telling. It's almost like it shows the man behind the curtain kind of idea. Like it's a great PR machine that has been showing us this vision and this, this is not fantasy, that's a bad way of putting it, this perception of what the game is. And the reality is it's an epileptic seizure of tower building. And I don't know why tower building has become such an acceptable gameplay. Is it because people get really good at it? Is it because...
Well, Fortnite allowed it. Like, they could have slowed down building to change it so that people wouldn't build as much. They could have slowed down editing. They could have done things. I think they even made changes that like slowed things down to give people who weren't building fast enough.
Yeah, I remember those. People got mad, didn't they, for a little while?
Because people have been practicing. It's like practicing to be good at what the game is. The meta of the game is literally building, and then they're like, no, let's make it easier for people who aren't good at building. And that's imagine, you know, you win because you can get high ground and you can edit quickly and shoot people. And to me, one of the reasons I don't like Fortnite is I just hate the idea of shooting at a dude and then he puts up a wall and he shoots the wall down, he builds another wall. And you're just like, okay. And then it's like another, you have to like run up on him. It's a totally different game, like game style that I'm just not really into.
As Boland says, I'm not a building and I suck. And it's true, I suck too. One of the reasons we don't necessarily like the game is that we do suck at the game. If we were somehow magically good at building and magically good at killing people, we'd probably be fine with it. But I'm trying to be objective as possible, as thinking like when it comes to fundamental gameplay, do I enjoy this fast-paced, ridiculous spinning 360 move building and tower building? It doesn't seem fun to me as a game player. I wish it was slow, but I know it would never work. I know there's no way the game would be popular if it was slow. But I'd love to see a slow build game where you build a fort and you fight each other into tower battles. I mean, that'd be fun for me. I would love it. You know, get really strategic with how you build your buildings. With walls and double walls and turrets and stuff like that, but that it's just too fast right now.
It's a strategy game.
Yeah, like a strategy type battle. But like when I see people go cray cray, it's like I don't feel any strategies happening. I feel like it's like twitch reflexes. Like I build, okay, now I'm protected. Now I got to open the door. I can shoot him. Okay, he died. You know, it's like it doesn't feel like a strategy. It's more like how fast can you think? It's almost like a puzzle game, which is interesting in its way. And I do find awe in that, but I could never play that. I'm too old. I'm an old man. That stuff makes me
I'm just not a fan of the game. Like I like the different type of strategy that you know you can have by flanking and by using the weapons that you have outsmarting people and that type of stuff. You know, but or just out aiming people. And I don't know. I think that there's definitely something to be said about way the game feels. Like even Apex, like I'm not a fan of Apex because of how many bullets it takes to kill people and how most of the battles seem to be in like open fields and you're just like kind of just you know shooting at each other for a long period of time and it's just not really my style. That's not but the thing is like if I look at Halo also does take a fair amount of bullets to kill someone, not as many as Apex, but the one thing about Halo is that it was unbelievably consistent. It was like you knew exactly how the character was going to react if you hit them with the BR like three times and they lost their shield. You can get a headshot or like grenade takes off the shields, and it's like you knew there was memory like what the weapons do. And I feel like when I was playing Apex, they're not consistent, and I don't know if that's like a net code thing or whatever, but it just felt like sometimes you could put a ton of bullets into someone just doesn't kill them. And it's frustrating. And so, yeah, so I prefer the more realistic games, and I prefer the games that actually are consistent. And I think Fortnite's pretty consistent, aside from the bloom.
I mean, it's always a fear here. Like, it's always a, you tread lightly, certainly, because we're talking to people who might listen to this podcast who are diehard Apex fans, and or friends of streamers, or our friend streamers who are diehard Fortnite fans. And we say these like generalities, like Apex isn't strategy, but PUBG is. You know, it definitely hurts some people's feelings. But I think we have to be objective and understand what these games are, what's making them different, and what's making their gameplay important to other people. I'm always wondering with Fortnite, how much are our friends enjoying the game because it's making them a shitload of money, and how much is it truly making it because the game is something they want to play tomorrow? I really don't know. Sometimes I think it's like half and half. Sometimes I think it's like just totally money. Sometimes I think, well, look at that update, it's pretty freaking cool. But I mean, the game, I just know there's so many people, and I'm not gonna name names, but people I know that used to play all these great games and get so, have so much fun, and now they only play Fortnite because they're doing well with it. And I just hate seeing that. I hate seeing only one game work for somebody. I hate seeing, even if they're successful, it's like, are they selling out because it's so successful? Are they just simply bowing to the needs of the system? And that's why I don't like it. Again, bad for the industry. I wish it was way more games that could be supporting streamers with the same numbers as Fortnite. I really do. I wish it was a much, not necessarily variety, because that's bull crap. No one, that's an illusion. Not like 400 games. I'm talking like 5 to 6 games that have so much hype as Fortnite. It would be great if it was like a cycling effect, like movies, where like you have a summer blockbuster of Fortnite, then fall comes out and Call of Duty is just as huge as Fortnite ever was, and people are all hyping about that, and all the big streamers go to Call of Duty for a couple of months, and that goes away, and there's some new game that comes out like in No Man's Sky in January that never thought about. All the big streamers go there for about 5-6 months, then oh, it's back to the summer Fortnite. Fortnite has a new chapter. Let's go back to Fortnite. I wish it was like that, but it's not. It's like people live in Fortnite and die in Fortnite. You know, when you see Ninja, you know, playing 30,000 people on Twitch, and he played Apex because he was paid to. We've done like 5,000 people watching him because, you know, it just didn't work. And so he had to quickly go back to Fortnite. And I hate seeing that stuff.
Yeah, but that's kind of the, this is a full other podcast.
Yeah, that's true.
But yeah, and the choices of games versus the viewership versus survivability of a streamer is definitely dependent on how the audience reacts to the game we play. I mean, you can be stubborn and play whatever you want, but it could hurt you. And I mean, that's okay. You know, it's not a bad thing, but you have to also be vigilant of like what you're doing to your community and like, you know, what changing games does.
Yeah.
But at the same time, yeah, I hear what you're saying. I mean, Fortnite has made a lot of people's lives, and I think that, you know, that's pretty cool. At the same time, I agree with you. I wish that there was, you know, even though I still feel like League of Legends and Minecraft, GTA are kind of those games. These games are 10 years old, and
I guess they're still going.
I'm kind of hoping that like there's new games that have that same power. Like, I feel like Cyberpunk will have that power. Hmm. Don't know how long it'll last.
I don't know.
But it'll definitely have the power for the first couple of weeks.
I'm actually really skeptical. I think it's going to be a game that everyone's going to have fun with, but they're going to have fun with it. They're not going to be watching streams doing it, because I don't know if anyone's going to be watching Cyberpunk to learn stuff or to experience the visual experience of someone winning, because no esports or multiplayer kind of side to it. I don't know. It's going to be an amazing game, and I'm excited to play it, but I don't know if streamers...
Yeah, but everyone's going to play it.
That's the thing. Everyone, including the viewers.
So there's no way... Well, if everyone's playing it on stream, everyone's going to be watching it.
You say that, but why wouldn't the people watching just go buy the game? Like, I don't...
Because they're at home, they're at work. They're at school.
But then there's like a bunch of like plot points and dialogue that they...
Not everyone cares about that.
And I say not everyone. I don't see the numbers as being big. I predict it now that there's going to be a boost on the night of, because people don't have it yet. They're excited. They just want to get a taste of it. There's like trailers, but it'll taper off within a day or two, and you'll have a bunch of streamers going cray cray playing it without much viewership because they want to play it because everyone else has bought the game and now playing it in their own homes. If I was a kidding man, I mean, honestly, streaming is about multiplayer in my opinion. Either multiplayer, or your personality is so crazy that you can play anything and people are just there for you. I don't know if there's really any much middle ground. And I mean, well, I guess that's not true, because there's still a bunch of WoW heads, right? People watching people like WoW all the time, which is still strange to me, but I guess I will never understand that.
I think there's a lot of people who watch single player as well. I just think it's not as popular as... I mean, yeah, it's not as popular as right now, like with Fortnite, and I mean, if you look at GTA, it's interesting. It's not competitive at all. It's completely like character driven. So it kind of breaks the mold of what you're saying.
Well, you know, GTA's always been an oddball. I still, it's one of those kind of games. I think it's just because it's just like a big arcade playground. I don't know, really know if it's any just like visceral experiences. But now it's really the only thing big right now is role playing, which is a different experience. That's like a story. And there's nothing to be spoiled. It's not like a first person game. It's kind of like multiplayer, but without battles.
Yeah, there's like no winning.
Yeah, there's no winning, and there's no story, and there's no. It actually, if
anything, well, they create their own story.
Exactly, it's like a movie or a story or a book. It's not, yeah. So it there's a little bit more nuance in that one. But again, it's not. I don't know. The ultimate question is, what's going to knock Fortnite off? This PR machine they have is incredibly impressive, and I don't knock Fortnite as a bad game. I really don't know if it's a good thing for the industry. I really keep coming back to it. Like, I don't see any signs it's helping anybody else but Fortnite and Fortnite streamers and Fortnite players. Like, once it helps people outside of their circle of influence, then I'll say
that's what I'm saying. Is like, maybe, you know, games take a while to develop. Maybe it's possible that, you know, from the ignition of Fortnite and seeing what it's doing, that there might be some new indie game that does really well, or new company that comes out with something cool. I mean, it is possible. Apex is definitely holding its own.
Yeah, it is, actually. I'm actually surprised. I honestly wasn't predicting them to be dying off within 3 months. But yeah, they've managed to keep it juggled. They have also same kind of events, chapters, or seasons.
And they're free to play in their first person, so people still buy skins.
I guess so. It's not as popular as Fortnite, and a lot of people don't like watching it, at least in my channel. You know, they it's still kind of like a little, it's like a segregated group of people who watch and enjoy that game. But yeah, it's good to see something alive that isn't PUBG or Fortnite. That's true. And I don't know the numbers, though. I don't know what Apex numbers actually look like fundamentally. I don't know what the overall arcing of the industry, how much they make, how much streamers make, how much people are playing it. I don't really know those numbers to know how big of an influence it is.
Right. Mm. Well, you know, it's been an interesting conversation about all this, and I think that hopefully we start to see, like you're saying, the positive effects of Fortnite around the industry. Hopefully there is some sort of, you know, outside effect that is positive, yeah, that comes from it. Because, yeah, Fortnite's doing great. People who play it do great. People are enjoying playing it. But I do miss the years before where it felt like people were interested in something new, something different, at least even if it was a short period of time. Yeah. This, it feels like it's so hard to pull people away from Fortnite. It's tough.
Well, it's not... Okay, so... The biggest people are influencers, right? The biggest influencers are influencers. They don't leave Fortnite. They stay on Fortnite even when something new comes out. They might play for like 5-10 minutes or like an hour or two, but they don't fundamentally change what they do for a week because it's such a moneymaker for them to play Fortnite that it's career suicide to do anything right now. Back in the day, the new game was the thing you had to play if you wanted to make money, if you wanted to be a good streamer, because otherwise that's where everyone went, is to go see the new thing. So if you played your consistent game, you were a dudhead. But it's not like that with Fortnite. It's strange. It's the opposite. And I've been seeing it time and time again. And how many streamers I've seen where they try to play something new and they almost immediately go back to Fortnite either the next day or even sometimes the same day, because it just does not work for them in any sort of respect. And I miss the days where the new games were the reason people wanted to play, not the old games. And I hope it changes.
I also hope it changes. Well, Jojo?
Yeah.
Been real.
You kicked me out of this podcast now, aren't you?
Yeah, it's over, bro. Go to bed.
Go to bed. It's only 12:15. I got another 3 hours. Quick shout out to the show Expanse on Amazon Prime. Really good show. Stat's done watching it. He saw all the seasons. I'm only on season two, like 1-2 episodes in.
Oh, you went through the first season.
Yeah, it's a great show. I highly recommend it. I as a sci-fi fan for many years, sci-fi is one of the hardest genres to actually work.
And they do a really good job.
They do a good job. They don't pull any punches. They have enough twists in it. They don't have any sacred characters, which is important. And I find that to be an engaging show. Not the best budget, but I don't worry about that. You can't worry about with the sci-fi. Don't, you know, the best sci-fi fans don't care about budget. They care about dialogue, characters, and scenes.
Very nice of you to shout them out.
I'm sure. I'll probably get a kickback. I'm sure. They're listening right now.
Like, Dojo, you want to be in season 4?
Season 4. All right, Stat. Well, you have a great night. I'll see you in the next podcast.
Goodbye.